Hello, weirdos and oddballs.
Welcome back
to another episode of
You Didn't Ask
with Frankie
and Tish.
Hey guys, super excited. We have World Goth Day coming up on May 6th at the Empress Theater in Vallejo. And the event goes from
11 to 6?
Yes, for the market. And then 5 to 8 for the bands. So, you know, it being World Goth Day, they have an amazing lineup. Mm-hmm. And we are so privileged.
Yes, it will not disappoint.
Exactly. To be able to interview these bands, though. Mm-hmm. So
let's introduce Black Angel.
Hello and welcome to our guests, Matt and Corey of Black Angel.
Hello.
Hi.
So first one out the gate, we are excited to know everything there is to know about Black Angel in 30 seconds. Just kidding.
Or less.
But yeah, or less. Okay, that's it. Time's up. So if you could like just tell us how, you know, the band formed, how the name came, like, you know, all the good stuff, the juicy stuff.
Ready, steady, go.
Yes. Yes.
So I started Black Angel back in about four or five years ago. I'd been working as a producer doing lots of other music projects, just like Corey had as well. And I just kind of got fed up. My heart really wasn't in what I was doing. And I really just wanted to do a project that I had control of, and I just did it how I wanted to do it. And it didn't matter if people liked it or they didn't, you know, whether they liked it or not.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I've been, I'm an 80s kid. I'm a gothic rock kid, Susie, Bauhaus, you know, all the staples. And I just started a project, and I wrote this album, The Widow, and I wrote with a bunch of other people, and we put it out there, and it just seemed to, you know, have some sort of legs to it. And I was really enjoying the process. People seem to be responding to it. And that's how it first kind of started. The name, I'm a huge Cult fan. And my favorite album on the whole planet is Love by The Cult. And there's a song on there called Black Angel.
Yep.
And so it's definitely, that's where it comes from. And it's definitely
a
shout out to,
exactly.
to The Cult and Billy Duffy and Ian Asprey. Because for me, that's just, that is goth. The Love album is goth for me. So that's how it came about.
That's absolutely perfect. Yeah. And in 30 seconds.
You kind of already touched on this, but like, who are your biggest influences that kind of were maybe in your whole music career that like,
yeah, it doesn't even have to be goth. It can be like whatever, like, you know, what got you started like playing music, and were you in marching band in high school? Like, you know, how did that come to be?
For me personally, I was an 80s kid. I think it was, and it still is, the best period for music. It was just such a really good time. And I just happened to fall into the kind of goth thing. And so, yeah, it really is those bands. It was Susie, it was Sisters of Mercy, Bauhaus. Because I think for me, they just wrote these great, great, great songs, which was all wrapped up in this black rapper that particularly appealed to me. So that's what it was for me. But how about you, Corey?
I was in the marching band.
Were you? We both were too, so that's kind of, you know.
I played trumpet.
Yes, that's awesome.
My parents made me play trumpet, but I mean, you know, Matt is the certainly the you know, musical person behind all of it. So as far as, you know, the inspiration, you know, everything that he said, certainly holds true for, you know, what comes through in the songs. And I have a variety of interests, and all of what he said rings and rang true, which is probably why I'm here. And, but yeah, I'm, you know, I'm just a vocalist. So, I don't know what I would say. My trumpet experience in the marching band informed my vocal experience in the band.
So we could probably add like Dizzy Gillespie to your list of influences. And
exactly, I have big cheeks as well.
That's awesome. I love that you were in the marching band. We were kind of kidding about it, but now look at the three of us. Look at us go. Exactly. We can start our own marching band now.
I feel left out.
There's a geek-centric sort of heart to all of this sort of thing that I think is appropriate. So,
agreed wholeheartedly. Yeah. You have to be a little bit of a geek
to be good at
anything. So then this will lead into our next question, which is, if you could tour with any band, who would it be?
For me, it's that same list.
It's the same,
you know? I know that list is kind of now getting, shorter. Susie's playing this year, but it's not with the Banshee, so it's not the same. You know, the sisters are doing a tour this year. I'm going to go see them in LA when they play this year, which would be great. It's to be on a support for someone like that for me, which would just be, really, really incredible. But that's a difficult thing to do,
Right. But it might bring the tears of joy type of reaction, right?
That would be the end of life experience. It's like
how can you top that?
You just drop the mic at that point. You're like, I'm done. Yeah. We're good. I need nothing else.
Exactly. I would add one of my favorite bands is the Pixies, and I would
I love that.
I would add that into the mix as well.
I love that. That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
So what do you hope people take away when they listen to your guys' music?
Go for it, Corey.
I hope that they take away, the sort of very filmic and atmospheric experience that Matt has written into the music. I would hope that they, that it's they're great pop tunes, and they've got a great stories dance to it,
mm-hmm,
but
right.
also that it's a whole sort of feeling about mm-hmm. it that you can close your eyes and sort of imagine in this filmic world.
Right. Tish and I are very into the whole like immersive mm-hmm. thing. And I think like that's a super important part, like mm-hmm. you're saying, of music. If you can close your eyes and you can feel everything that you're talking about, the stories behind it, and
over, and that you're like in it.
That's, you feel it, feel the yeah. music to your mm-hmm. soul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But he does a great job of, just creating these great little mini stories, mm-hmm. and you can just sort of like, picture yourself in this environment, and sonically and, environmentally, he just does a really cool job of creating that, which is very difficult to do in like 3 minutes and 30 seconds. And so I would hope that people would just sort of like, take away that they like get to like have a little escape, for this time period.
Yep, I totally understand mm-hmm. that. Speaking right to our immersive souls. And then you were going to add something to that too, Matt, right?
Yeah, I think it's one of the main things for me is whether it's just one single track that gets written over the course of, Black Angel's, existence. I always go back to the clubs in the 80s, and when a particular song came on, let's say, like Love Removal Machine by The Cult, right? And you're in a dark goth club and it's Dry Ice, and you hear the DJ plays it and stuff, and you just get that rush of adrenaline, yes. right? If we can write a song that somebody feels that, and they just get up and they're just in their own head, having a real good time, then that's like job done,
Right.
It's just for somebody to be able to have that feeling, for me, is the reason I do this.
Do you get that same rush of adrenaline too when you hear people singing your lyrics back at you?
A few people have sent video clips from clubs and stuff when they're playing it, and it's really, really cool watching people kind of dancing around and enjoying it. It's a great feeling.
I think you're downplaying it. It's really crazy. when I see it, like, I think you're being British about it.
Probably.
It is wild when I see people like just like getting down to the stuff that we did. It mm-hmm. is so crazy and so very cool.
Like you automatically have like that this weird like deep connection with a perfect stranger, because it's like they get you. Mm-hmm. And because they get you, you get them getting you.
Yeah.
That's totally cool. That would blow my mind. That would absolutely blow my mind. And our podcast, actually, we focus on all things strange and unusual. We talk about paranormal, true crime, the bizarre, but we also love like weird, crazy stories. And we're wondering if you might have any crazy fan stories that you'd want to share.
Or experiences.
I mean, yeah, or anything on the road. Like if you have anything,
if you don't have anything, Matt, I can answer this.
Go for like, it, Corey.
I see it in Corey's eyes.
All right. So I am very much with you guys. Me and my wife are very much into the same kind of stuff that you guys are into. We listen to all sorts of true crime and paranormal podcasts and very much into it, to the point that my wife was gifted a gift certificate to a shop in Silver Lake near where we live. And it's basically like, go in, you can maybe get like a personalized fragrance that this witchy lady will do for you and, you know, all cool stuff.
Yes.
And so she went into this place after her shift and she was in there for, you know, like 5 minutes looking around and getting ready to sort of like put her little ingredients in and whatnot. And Black Angel came up on the speaker
in
the shop.
That's so cool.
And she texted me a video of it. And so I would say that's a pretty eerie, interesting, cool fan deal. And she said to the lady who operates the shop, like, oh my God, this is my husband. She was like, oh, she's Australian. She's like, oh, Black Angel. Oh, yes, I love them. And that is a pretty serendipitous and crazy sort of experience, I would say.
Especially where she was when she heard it. Mm-hmm. Like that. Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That would blow my mind.
To blow my mind. Yeah.
Especially with what we're into. Like mm-hmm. it just fits so well.
Yeah.
So moving forward then.
So what's up new in the works for Black Angel?
We are currently writing our, I think it's fifth album called Lascivious. And it's well in the works. We're just about to, you know, start the recording of it. But, you know, the process goes fairly fast. So I'm hoping by the summer we're going to have our next album out. I do try and bang one out one every year.
Wow.
I don't know if that's quantity over quality, but, you know, I'm a bit of a workaholic and I just love writing. So as long as I can keep doing it and enjoy it and Corey's still into it, then we'll keep knocking them out. But we got it. So a new album coming out hopefully this summer.
You said it goes pretty fast though. I mean, like start to finish, you mean from like you writing to like the finished album? It's fairly quick or?
My process is if I'm working on an album, once it's kind of written and it goes over to Corey and I'm actually working on production, I'm writing the next one. I'm always like one album ahead.
Oh, okay, got you. Wow. Busy man then.
Yeah, and it just seems to work like that. So when I finish the next one, I'm still writing, you know, I'm writing the next one. So yeah, it works out pretty well. And so yeah, hopefully this summer we'll have another one out. And we've got this awesome, you know, live date at the Empress, hoping to maybe do a few more this year as well. It's always been a studio band. And we gigged before Corey was, you know, part of Black Angel, and it was totally fine. But I think now that Corey is part of, is a very, very, very key part of Black Angel, I'm looking forward to us going out playing a lot more events and festivals and that kind of stuff and really kind of get the ball rolling.
Corey, that sounds like a magical musical bromance right there. Like the appreciation for each other. I really like that. I dig that.
So I know.
It is. I would argue with you, but it's it's like everything that you're describing is accurate. It's just very much a dream situation. So. Yeah,
can't get better than that. Mm-hmm. And you did mention the Empress there, Matt. And I have to say, is this the first like World Goth Day type, you know, event that you've done?
Yeah, I wouldn't say we've avoided, but we've had invitations over the last couple of years to go play. And I'd never thought we've either had a, you know, big enough catalog, or I've just, you know, it's almost a bit like being there, seeing it, got the t-shirt. You know, I've been in bands for years and years, right. Since Corey. Mm-hmm. I've been in the back of a van going around bar to bar to bar week after week after week. And I don't want to do that.
Right.
On this occasion, this is such a beautiful venue. And Michael and Connie are so cool. We couldn't turn it down.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a big, big place. So yes. We are going to have to do this properly, you know?
Yeah.
We're going to have to fill it.
Exactly. So for everyone listening, World Goth Day, the celebration for us starts May 6th. And Corey and Matt are going to be there with Black Angel, which we're super stoked to watch you and listen to you live. I'm like getting goosebumps right now, like talking about it just from the sheer excitement of it. And we're so thrilled too that you said yes. Like you said, you know, if this wasn't your thing before, we're glad it is now, because we're gonna, you know, get to witness that. Mm-hmm. And what could be more exciting than that? But is there a way that fans can stay up to date with you? So how can, you know, your fans find you and
connect with you?
We're on all the business. We are, you know, Black Angel Music. You can find us on, you know, Facebook, Instagram, all of that stuff. Matt is really great about updating stuff frequently. So, yeah, as long as you search for Black Angel Music, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that stuff, you will find all of our content and updates.
And I think we can.
I also find have your... a marching band on TikTok.
You have a marching band on TikTok? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
You've been holding out on me, man.
Yeah, it's us. Didn't you know? Corey, Tish, and I, we're the marching band that you have on TikTok.
Yeah, just playing the triangle.
Oh yeah, that would be amazing. I'm telling you, even that I'd be like thrilled over the moon, over the moon. So is there anything else that you guys want to share with us? Anything you want to say to the listeners? Anything you want to share with fans?
For me, it's just a wholehearted thanks. We always put our stuff on Bandcamp first. I mean, it's been mm-hmm. awesome. Bandcamp, doing this Bandcamp Friday for the last, what, 2-3 years, maybe that long. And everyone's really receptive to it, and it was super cool. And the support we get, especially off people on Bandcamp, is great. Also, our Facebook page, Black Angel News, everyone's super cool. On Instagram, everyone seems to be into it, and it's just, it makes it really worthwhile keeping doing it when you think, you know, should we keep doing this, you know? So, yeah, mm-hmm. It's mostly a thank you to the people that support us.
Corey, anything you want to add?
Yeah, no, I would just reiterate that. Just like the, you know, it's people who are into genres, and I don't want to limit that, but like, you know, I've been in some movies, and, you know, the people who are like into horror movies are into horror movies. And
yes.
They're mm-hmm. really just like dedicated and sweet and cool. And I found the same thing. I found the same thing in this scenario where it's like, it's the people who follow us and listen to this stuff are just very generous and very sweet and cool. So
I have to say, in the 5-10 minutes that we've been talking, you guys have been totally awesome and you're easy to talk to. So yes. I can imagine that your fans are, you know, really drawn to that as well. So aside from the music, I mean, because what keeps people around is like the winning personalities, right? The
genuineness.
Yeah. I enjoy that. Mm-hmm. I enjoy that. I loved talking to both of you. I mean, we both did.
You guys are amazing.
Yeah. Cannot wait again. Cannot wait to see you at the Empress Theater mm-hmm. May 6th for World Goth Day. And thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
So
thank you, guys.
Yeah. Likewise. I definitely want to listen to you guys' podcasts, et cetera, about the all the stuff you're into.
Oh my gosh, we would love much. It. Yeah, we started off just doing like a paranormal podcast, and it branched off to true crime and
we're ghost hunting. Now.
And now we're ghost hunting. We just ghost hunted at the Preston Castle, which is like one of the most haunted locations in California. Wow. We're going to Vegas this mm-hmm. weekend to do a ghost hunt in a famously haunted antique store. So yeah, I feel like we're right up your alley.
It's my love language.
And I'm like, Matt, if that's not you, make it you.
Okay, learn the trumpet, join the marching band, listen to more podcasts. Okay.
At least ours. You don't have to listen to anyone else's. Just ours. But it was a pleasure, an absolute pleasure. And I'm very excited. Yeah. I hope we get to say hello on World Goth Day.
Yeah, we'll see you. We'll see you at the Empress.
Yes. Thank you again much for your time. Like, I cannot thank you enough.
No, thank you. Absolutely.
Thank you, too.
Okay. All right. Have a good night.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
So that was totally rad. Those guys were amazing. Tish, what did you think?
As soon as we got in, the water, like the ice was broken. We're giggling, having a good time. I really feel like Black Angel, both Matt and Corey, they're amazing people. I'd love to keep the conversation going for hours if we could.
Like, yeah, totally. It was easy breezy. And honestly, like, it just made it, we were already excited to see them perform live. And now we're just even more excited.
I can't wait to meet them in person, and I can't wait to hear them on stage. Like, for me, like, this is going to be exciting for everyone.
Yeah, you guys better be there. If you haven't bought your tickets yet, run out and buy them. And remember, if you're going to be paranormally active,
always use protection.